Welcome to the Living the Dream podcast with Curveball. If you believe, you can achieve. Welcome to the Living the Dream with Curveball podcast, a show where I interview guests that teach, motivate, and inspire. Today, I am joined by online fitness trainer, John Kimball. John has been through a lot. He has a lot of stories to tell, and he wants to use his experience and stories to help people become better. And he's also going to help you through online fitness be a more healthier person. So, John, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you, man. Thank you. It's a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Why don't you start off by telling everybody a little bit about yourself?
Of course, yeah. John Kimball, born in Simsport, Louisiana. Originally from a good childhood, good home. However, I went down the wrong path, of course, when I started hanging around the wrong friend group. You know, started hanging around. It was the most known drug dealer in the city, actually, his friend. So once I started hanging around him, that's when everything started going downhill. But despite that, all of it was the prerequisite to my success now. But yeah,
I wanted to tell you, you're from Simsport, Louisiana. I'm from Derrida, Louisiana. Where's Simsport at?
It's by like a Vols Parish. You know where that's at?
Kind of close by the New Orleans area.
Like New Orleans, Baton Rouge. About an hour or two away from there, yeah.
Yeah,
gotcha. Oh, that's cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah. So with all that you've been through, what made you get it turned around and what made you want to start doing online fitness? What made you get it turned around?
Well, because, of course, when I was going down that path and when everybody else saw me create myself into a better being, they started asking me questions about personal development and personal growth and how I constructed that mindset of the 10.0 version of myself and the actions and everything that I partook in. So all I did was help them out. I didn't even know anything about training at the time. So I helped them and I got them right physically, mentally, just helping them out with their problems and started taking on people for free. I have a large client base because of that reason, because I just provided value for so many years. And then over that time span, you know, it kept gathering up. And that's really what made me change. Because, I mean, if you've been through some shit and then you want to help people change, you know, it really, it's like the law of polarity. Your greatest downfall will turn into the highest of your successes.
Okay. I also saw in your bio that things got so bad that you wanted to take your life. So explain to people where you were in that instance and, you know, how you tried to make that happen.
Yeah. I tried to take my life because I saw the pain I was causing to my people. And I just thought it would be better off if I was gone because I was causing everybody's problems. I mean, I was committing felonies and misdemeanors. And yeah, one night when I was drinking, this is why I can't drink, because I'll either commit homicide on somebody or try to do it on myself, which I did on that night specifically. I tried to rip my throat out of my neck. I tried to dislocate it. And obviously, I mean, it didn't work. So I passed out and then woke up and realized that, like, how actually messed up I was. And then that was one of the times. And then I didn't address that to my parents until later on. So they never knew anything about it at the time. And then the next time I tried to do it, apparently I was on a phone call with one of my chicks, and then she was like, oh, you's trying to jump out the car and everything. And I do remember I tried to do the same exact thing, dislocate my throat. But it was all just because it led up to boredism, desires, and vices. I started using, and every time when I do drink, it gets bad. And I start doing and going down that negative rabbit hole like that. And that's exactly what happened.
So what did you actually get arrested for?
Well, I got arrested originally for breaking and entering, possession of a deadly weapon, possession of stolen goods, possession of illegal drugs, and fleeing from police. Because that it was all coming back to drugs, because I needed drugs for that night and I didn't have the money. So I went and I robbed that house because I didn't have the money. So I did it like 3 times in one day, and that's what we did anyway. We had like a little organized crime group, and we would do stuff like that. And it eventually led to me being on the run, and the cops found me when I was passing through one of my dirt roads on a four-wheeler, actually, and I had the bag of everything I stole in my lap. So, I mean, it was like all there for him. It was the perfect opportunity. So it was a gang warden that saw me, and he chased me. We went on like a 10, 15-minute chase. Then I hopped off, started running. I had a box of drugs in one hand and then the gun in the other hand. And then eventually, of course, he caught up. But yeah, that's what I had gotten arrested for.
So it says in your bio that you say that you're a sociopath. So explain to listeners what a sociopath is and what it's like to be one.
Yeah, and I always say I don't believe in that, like sociopathic or whatever. I say that I was partaking in the actions at that time, specific time that labeled me as one. Because in that time frame, yes, I was acting as one. But now I'm partaking in better actions, which has me not labeled as that. But basically all it is, I mean, I went in the psych ward I tried to take my life twice, and I needed to be put somewhere because I was causing so much terror to everybody. I was robbing houses, threatening to kill them, everything. And so I had to be put somewhere. So I got put in there. They wanted to diagnose me as a sociopath because, I mean, they made us write down everything that was wrong with us. I had pages of just front and back, like written down of everything that was wrong with me. But I expressed everything, and I told them all what I've done and my thoughts and my intentions, which was sociopathism, like my like criminal background, unreliable, manipulation. And that's really the three main things. It's the manipulating people. And I always had that because even when I was committing all that stuff, my parents, I would see them tear up and cry, and I would actually record them for pleasure later. But that was, like I said, because I was partaking in the acts that was negative. So it led me down that negative mindset, which labeled me as a sociopath. I mean, I used to tell my mom that I didn't care about her feelings when she would be crying in front of me. Of course, me and my mom now have the best relationship ever. But yeah, at that time frame, that's why they wanted to diagnose me as that. And they wanted to send me to rehab because I was massively addicted to alcohol, and they had to shine a light on my face every 5 minutes and look at me through a window and observe me to make sure I wouldn't withdraw or seize out or anything like that.
So explain to the listeners your program. Explain to, you know, if I was to get on there and want to take part of your program, what could I expect when I got on and wanted to sign up?
Not fucking life-changing results, because that's exactly what worked for me. I was going down the worst. And like I said, the law of polarity, the depth of your downfall will determine the height of your success. So I was going deep down that hole, and I used and constructed these habits, actions, and self-talk to realign me with the best version of myself. And that's what I teach, and I preach it, and I live it. That's why I can express it and teach it so good, because I am my program, you know. So basically, everything I use to reconstruct my mind and my character into who I am now, that's what I teach. So you get my app, and I'll give you a macro. I'll give you your macros, your training, and nutrition. And basically, that is like the number one key factor to constructing a better mindset, is working within self. And that's pretty much what I do. That's one of my programs. And then my Leap Life program is, we really zone in and focus on something that you're struggling with, like your vices and addictions that you really want to overcome. Because like they say, it's like therapists is magnification of the problem. We don't really magnify it. We just better you as an individual. And then eventually, you know, you start focusing, going down that greater purpose of bettering yourself. And then, which creates habits like discipline, consistency, which leads you to drop the drink and alcohol.
Well, tell us about any current or upcoming projects that you're working on that people need to know about.
Yeah, well, really, I just show up every day to give 100% of myself to everybody else. Projects, any projects, I just do the same thing like I do every day, just at different levels, and try to do more of it. There's really no projects that I'm working on. Maybe a book. That'll be one of them. But honestly, I just get up each and every day, giving my all to everyone, and try to get them life-changing results just as I did myself, because I know how much pain it caused me to go down that path. And I know how good it felt to realign me back to the person that I am now. So every time that I am going negative, I can reconstruct my mind and my character, because I've done it so many times over and over, and I can do it for others as well. But that's pretty much it. I just get up every day and give my all, especially on my Instagram. I post there every single day too. And that's really where I give all my value at.
So actually, if you have any contact info, your website, so people can check out your program and see everything that you're up to.
Yeah, my program is KimballFit.com, and my Instagram, where I post every single day. I mean, I haven't missed a post in like 540 days. You guys will not see me fucking miss. It's KimballFit. It's Kimball_fit. Yeah, KimballFit.com for the website, and then Kimball_fit for the Instagram.
Okay, we'll close this out with some final thoughts. Maybe if that was something that I forgot to talk about that you would like to touch on, or just any final thoughts you have for the listeners.
Yeah, man, like I said, just bringing your best self every single day, 1% better every day, then we will consistently eventually lead up to a very big accomplishment at the end of the year. Because if you show up each and every day, and instead of worrying about your problems, if you went out and saw someone else's problems and helped them with theirs, you would in return get just as much value. Because what we most wish to receive within ourselves is what's most needed to be externally given onto others. And that's all what I preach, because that's all what I do. If I'm struggling with something, I'm gonna go help somebody else out with their problem. And that's what I've done in this program, is help people out with their problems. And in return, I get massive clarity back.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, KimballFit.com. Please go try to check out everything that John's up to. Follow, rate, review, share this episode to as many people as possible. If you have any guest suggestion topics, cjackson102@cox.net. cjackson102@cox.net is the place to send them. As always, thank you for listening. And John, thank you for joining me today and sharing your story.
Thank you, man. It was a pleasure.
For more information on the Living the Dream podcast, visit www.djcurveball.com. Until next time, stay focused on living the dream.